So this week is Parashas Shmos, and the Seder begins, Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael. These are the names of the children of Israel, Aboy Mitzrayim, coming to Egypt as Yaakov, together with Yaakov, Ishi Beisoy Boy, they're coming, each person with their house. So, Ba'as, we call this, the whole book, the second book of the Chumash, we call it Shmos. If you're able to press star 6, that would be good. So we call it Shmos, which means names. The Goyim call it the book of Exodus, but we call it the book of names because everything really depends on this. And so the whole Golas Mitzrayim, the exile into Egypt, is the Golas of Shmos. It's the exile of the names. Why are the names so important? Because in the name of a person is what the Zohar Kodesh calls Kustu Dechiyus. It's the ghost of the life. And what it means is that, you know, even when you're asleep, somebody calls your name, somewhere you register it. So even when we're asleep, we connect with our name, because our name is really the shoyresh of the neshama, it's the source. And here in this week's Sedra, we have all the names. We have the names of the tribes, we have the name of Moshe, and we have the names of God, that God names himself. So, do I need to be told again that we're coming down to Egypt? Or he could have just said, and these are the children of Israel who came to Egypt. Why does it have to say, and these are the names of the children of Israel who come down to Egypt? And then he gives Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Binyamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And everybody, all the children who came out of Yaakov were 70 souls, and Yosef was in Egypt. Do I need to be told again, Yosef is in Egypt? We know Yosef is in Egypt. Then it says, Vayomos Yosef, and Yosef died, Chol Echov, and all his brothers, V'chol Ador Ahu, and that whole generation. And the children of Israel, Poru, Vayishritzu, Vayirbu, Vayatzmu, and they teamed, and they multiplied, and they increased, and they strengthened, and the whole land became full of them. Vayokom Melech Chodesh on Mitzrayim, and there arose a new king on Egypt, Ashela Yoda es Yosef. He doesn't know Yosef. So the clue is right there in the word Ashela Yoda es Yosef. This is the parasha of Ashela Yoda, of not knowing. So Yosef has to die. So long as Yosef is alive, everybody knows. Everybody knows. There's no gulas, there's no exile of das, of knowing, so long as Yosef is alive, because Yosef reminds us. Yosef reminds us not to go down too far. So Yosef has to die. As soon as Yosef dies, then we start to go down into Egypt. But you know, Egypt itself is not so bad at that point, because Yosef has made all the Egyptians circumcise themselves. And then there comes a new king on Egypt, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. He disconnects. What does it mean to have Yosef inside a person? What does it mean to have Yosef inside? You know, Yosef is such an important person. You know, in the Sefirah, his Midas Yesod, and we talk about, you know, Yosef is contained and has self-control, and Yosef is the source of blessings. He overflows with the desire to give people things and food, and he feeds us. But there's an element of Yosef inside every person, and that is the key coil, that is that which connects. We are connected to the life force. That is the mid of Yosef insight. See, I have a body. People say, oh, do you have a soul? Silly question. It's the other way around. I think C.S. Lewis says, you are a soul. You have a body. The connection between body and soul is Yosef. The sphere of Midas Yisod is what connects the body and the soul. Just as Yosef the Midah connects all the spheres with Malchus, so then the Malchus, the part of us which has nothing, which has no life force, which has no nothing of its own, no light, which has no breath or spirit or spirituality, this is the body. Where does the spirituality come from in the body? It comes from the soul. It comes from the breath of God, which God has breathed into us. The connection between the body and soul is the middah of Yosef. So we all have inside us Yosef. It doesn't matter whether we're man or a woman, a child or an adult. It makes no difference. Yosef in the mind is the awareness that we have. No, I mustn't do that. I mustn't go down that far. There's a danger. If I go down that far, that, yeah, there's something to be gained, but, you know, I have something to be lost. So long as Yosef is alive, we're not going to take those risks. Yosef has to die. Yosef passes away, then Ubnei Yisrael poru vayishritzu vayirbu vayatzmu, that's when we start to multiply. Yosef prevents us multiplying. How could that be? You know, in Ishbitz, if I were to say such a thing, people would laugh, you know, I could say such a thing. How could you say such a thing? Who's going to argue with a giant, with a titan like the Ari? So he says, the Bais Yaakov says, and everything he's saying is from his father, the Me'er Shelech, Ki af she'isa bo'arizal, even though we learn in the Torah of the Ari, in Likudei Torah, she'bedor amidbo ho'yal zivek ponim bo'ocha, that when we stood at Sinai, we weren't face to face with God, we were face to back. It's only when we get into Eretz Yisrael and Shlem HaMelech builds the temple, that's when we become ponim b'ponim. Ube Mitzrayim, the Ari says, and when we were in Egypt, there the zivuk was ochar b'ochar, back to back. So the Bais Yaakov says, ze hoyo al hagvan. That's just how it looked. Avol b'oimek, but really, Omad Hashem Yisbarach Ozimohem Ponim Beponim, that's when God stood with us face to face. You can't understand this, he says. Ein Bekoch Yisrael Lahovin Zois Meforish Sazivuku Behelim Godo, because it's very hidden. Al Zeksiv Letvunosu Ein Mispo, that's why it says there's no counting the depth. How deep are God's thoughts? So there's a Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says, opens up like this, the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Kedoshim, Posach Rebbe Lozer V'Omer. Rebbe Lozer, the son of Rebbe Shimon Baichoy, opens and says, brings a posach from Hosea, chapter 3. V'Onoichi Hashem Aleikecho, I am the Lord your God, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt. Velehim zulosi lo yiseda, I don't want you to know any other gods. See, the Ten Commandments starts, Anoichi Hashem elekecha asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Yeah, but Hosea says, I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt, and I don't want you to know any other gods. So Rebbe Loza says, like Siv asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, it doesn't say who brought you out of Egypt. El Hashem lekecha, I'm God, Lord your God, me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Egypt. So he asks, v'chi me'eretz Mitzrayim havelu malku? What? So what are you telling me, that God only becomes king of the Jews in Egypt and not before? V'loy mekidmas dino. V'ksev, it's written, v'yoyme Yaakov el bonav. Yaakov tells his children, hosiru eselehe hanecha shebetoichichem. Get rid of God. Yaakov tells his children, get rid of these foreign pagan gods. And it says there, let's get up and go to Beis El. And now you're telling me, Rebbe Loza says, may Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Zohar Kodesh answers that, yeah, that it's all happening in Egypt. Even later, he actually uses ape ba'ape, ponim ba'ponim, face to face. Something is happening to us in Egypt that is face to face, which we can't understand. And so the Bais Yaakov says, litvunosai ein misbar, there's no plumbing, so to speak, the depth of God's thoughts. Shehashem yizbarach yochol lahoshia b'ho'ova, k'moy b'ha'hoiv. That God can help us in the past, like He can help us in the present, it's just beyond us to understand, to comprehend. But Hosea, the prophet, 500 years later, is saying, "Anoichi Hashem lekecha me'eretz Mitzrayim." It's going beyond the Ten Commandments, and taking out the phrase that brought you out. It's no, I'm the Lord your God from the land of Egypt. Meaning, it's all happening here. It's all happening now. That, in fact, the Ishbitzer says that after it's all over, the face-to-faceness that we have with God is not as close, it's not as intimate as that which we have now. So here we are. We're in exile, and how are we supposed to get past our own stuckness that we feel so distant? You know, we go down to Egypt, and we're stuck in Egypt. And then there comes this new king who blocks the connection between the body and the soul. You know, we get so caught up in the things that we do. How am I supposed to believe in myself that at this moment I'm face to face with God in this intimate embrace, this zivug? I'm with God in a zivug that is so powerful that even when I'm standing at Sinai and God is speaking to me, I'm not so intimate with God as I am here. Yeah, so the Ishbitzer says that that's one of the great miracles of the Exodus, is that God is going to show us how it was in the past, like the prophet Hosea shows people that it, you know, Anoichi Hashem lekecha, I'm the Lord your God, is Meretz Mitzrayim. But, you know, we have in the beginning of Genesis, it says, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and the earth was void and chaos, and there was darkness on the face of the abyss. And the spirit of God, v'ruach elikim merachefes al pnei amayim, the spirit of God is hovering, fluttering over the face of the water. And the Gemara says, what is the spirit of God? That's ruchoi shel Mashiach. It's the ruach of Mashiach. So we were learning that it's the prayers of our mother Leah, who desperately does not want to be married to Esav, that she changes the whole past and she brings down this ability to, even though the voice had gone out from heaven saying that Leah was to marry Esav, she changed it in the past and in retrospect. It went out, Leah's marrying Yaakov. And if not, then Ruach Elokim Rachev Zavani, then the Spirit of God, which is the breath of Mashiach, would drown right there in the water before the creation of the world. So the whole idea of salvation is not, here, let me pull you out. The idea of the salvation is that God shows us that we were never there in danger, we were never in the blotter, we were never in the mess, and that, we have been in a nightmare. Kadosh Baruch Hu wakes us up and there's a, we realize that we've been dreaming, and then our mouths are filled with laughter because we realize that we were always in the best hands. And this week comes the revelation of the name of God, Ekyeh, I will be, whom I will be. And the promise of Ekyeh is that I will give birth, God says. And the name of God, so to speak, from before the creation of the world, is this name, Ekyeh, I will be. What will I be? Before the creation of the world, God is, so to speak, who? He is Hevav Aleph, he is he is. After the creation of the world, God is Ato, God is you. So everybody in the world can say to God, you, thou. But the God who is the Hevav Aleph, the other, that one, the him, her, whatever you want to, in the third person, that we never, do we ever get to know that God? So the whole story of creation is God saying that I'm going to go from who to Ato. I'm going to become you. And so while God is the other, Shein, God is the other. When God is you, God is you. When the two are connected and there's a process going on, it's a horrible place to be in for us. This is the meaning of exile, because there's a process going on, a sorting, a birth, a grinding up of all material and a sorting. And this is the meaning of the gulus, this is the meaning of the exile. See, so long as Yosef is alive, there's too much awareness. And for God to do what God does, there has to be the loss of awareness. See, this is the problem, that when we get into the loss of awareness and we can no longer make sense of what's happening, then we automatically go into despair and panic, and we run around like we don't know what we want and we don't know what we're supposed to do, and then we wake up from time to time and it's like, oi, and we think we're woken up, and deval, we're even deeper in the nightmare. And all the time, God is, Uzrat in the Gemara and Pesachim says, that Tzidkas Pizroinoi, what a kindness it is that God scatters us all over the world. And you know, God broadcasts us to the world. Jews are broadcast to the world, but you know what broadcasting is? When you throw the seeds out into the field. And why would a person throw seeds out into the field if it wasn't because they were expecting something to grow that will pay back? You know, why not just eat the seeds? Why not hoard them? Because when you broadcast and you let things grow, there comes manifold what you plant. And so the tzedakah, the kindness of God, is the fact that he throws us out into the exile. And what is it that the seed, if we could imagine the feeling of a seed, of breaking down and falling apart, becoming nothing, not even being a seed anymore, not even being a berry of wheat, is no longer a berry of wheat. So like, if I'm not a berry of wheat, then what am I? What I am is I'm the beginning of a whole stalk. I'm the beginning of an ear of 20, of 30 grains, ears of berries. So it doesn't feel that way. So we're going into Mitzrayim, and we don't know what's happening to us. If we could know. So what can we do? So long as Yosef is alive in us, there can't be this increase, because Yosef is in control. So he has to go. So what it means, you know, that we have to hang on to the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for us, and that he didn't let anybody go. Like, if one Jewish soul of the millions of Jews who live in the world for thousands of years, right? If one Jewish soul is lost because of going down into the exile, and by lost I mean intermarrying, by lost I mean losing faith, by lost I mean being born and being killed before having a chance to have other children or to become an individual. If going into exile meant that one neshama got lost, then the whole exile is not worth it, right? If one single Jew is lost, is nish kedai de ganze mas, salein tzich nish. The whole thing is a waste. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov Avinu, and I'm going to go down with you, ve'elcho gamalei, and I'm going to come up with you, like we were learning in previous weeks, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu that he's going to go down with him and come up with him, and nobody's going to be lost. I know I'm repeating myself. I'm just going to say one more time that this is our faith, that this is our belief, this is our promise. Kadosh Baruch Hu swears to us, you just got to believe me. So it's hard to believe. And if we can break through our own disbelief, if we can break through our own consternation, you know, that the fog that we live in, and to be able to see that the middah of Yosef is alive in us just enough, that Yosef, the man, may have passed on, but Yosef inside us is still alive, and we are connected, our body and our soul. If our body and soul were not connected, we wouldn't be alive. And we go down to Egypt, where it doesn't even have to rain, which means that being in Egypt means that you are in the place where, if you want to, you can completely forget God. You don't even have to pray for rain. The Nile comes and You can, just with your feet, you can stomp on the ground and make a little thing, and the water will follow you from the river, and you can take it to your field. And who needs rain? Who needs to pray? Who needs to be aware? So I think I learned more stuff to say, but I feel like that's all I can say. We need to break through in ourselves the fog and see inside ourselves how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is you, and to understand that we are being given things all the time, and how it's happening is a mystery, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us that not only were we never in exile, but we have been growing all this time.